Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, the 21st day of July, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. And I know I said we'd have live phones today. We have been taking your calls. In fact, let's go ahead and take a few calls. And in the next segment, I'm going to play these video clips dealing with $24 trillion stolen by the offshore banks. A story that dovetailed with a caller earlier about Army awards $24 million satellite terminal contract to L3. The U.S. Army will begin buying new ground terminals to expand battlefield access to commercial satellite communications bandwidth under a $24 million contract awarded April 15th. So that dovetails in with the Humvees and things zooming around running checkpoints. So we'll go over that report as well coming up. Another report here, powerful ideas, military developing cyber bug spies. And I remember 2 years ago it was in the Washington Post about fake dragonflies about 4 inches across, 5 inches long, flying around videotaping demonstrators. Yeah, this is now going on, ladies and gentlemen. I was at a friend's house this weekend, and we were working on a report, and this lizard outside comes running up to us, and my buddy goes, probably got a camera in it. He was joking, but, you know, we've now gotten to that point where you have to sit there and joke about such things. So that's all coming up. Also, Bohemian Grove's been going for about a week and a half now, so we've got some new news on that as well. That's coming up. But right now, let's go back to your calls. We'll talk to John in Louisiana. John, thanks for holding. Top of the morning to you.
How are you doing, Alex? I want to thank you and Jason for all of the work you have done. And I actually have some good news for you.
Oh, well, yesterday, hell, let me have it. I want to hear it.
In the mid-level minions of the New World Order decided they wanted to sell their eugenics plan, you know, their eugenics health care, to the people in Louisiana. Well, they didn't advertise it at all because they wanted very little opposition. And media from all the, you know, mainstream local outlets were there. But we actually managed to get a really good question in despite all of the other questions that they had. Kathleen Celebis, the head of the Health and Human Services Department, went to Bilderberg. She was reported in the Kansas Daily in 2007, and she was on the list for 2008. And we asked her that question, and she admitted.
So what did you ask her about the wondrous new federal health care they're going to give you?
Well, I couldn't get a question, and I was videotaping it on my camera phone, and I actually have the video. I actually have the video uploaded on the computer already on YouTube.
Good.
And we went under Campaign for Liberty. We started handing out constitutions in the audience. I know, dangerous stuff. I'm handing out constitutions and an Obama.
Did this freak them out? Did they think Al Qaeda was hitting and hitting hard?
Yes, they did, but it was actually really surprising because some of the cops came up to us and shook our hands after we mentioned Bilderberg. It seemed like some people in the crowd knew what we were asking. I even heard gasps. I heard a lot of clapping.
Oh, my God, they're mentioning our rulers. Oh, don't. Oh, the officers. Arrest them. The officers are like, no, we're not going to. How dare you?
I want to hear more about this. You say this video's up. Stay there. I want to hear more about this from our caller, John, Louisiana. And I'll talk to Mark, Chad, David, Joshua, and others. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the one, the only, GCN Radio Network. Hey, sorry, Limbaugh. All those years you said the Bilderberg didn't exist, CFR didn't. You're discredited. You were unable to suppress conservative America. They now know the truth.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've got a report here out of England. Facebook police raided my family barbecue. The guy said, I'm having a birthday party for my 30th family barbecue. No music, hamburgers. The police raided them with helicopters and police and said it's not allowed. You have to have a permit to have a party basically anywhere. And the police are here in the newspaper defending themselves. See, you're going to ask permission to pee in the toilet, folks. And the feds are now talking about making it law to have sensors in all toilets to test for drugs automatically that are hooked to a wireless internet system. And they already have old folks' homes that do this. Everything's going to be tracked. The nanny state, they're going to watch you, they're going to boss you, they're going to control you. But the last caller we're about to go back to was talking about, he was at an event with the Health and Human Services Secretary, who was a Bilderberg Group member, exposing how the feds want to federalize everything, and that the police, and they were handing out pocket constitutions at the Obama event, and talking about the Bilderberg Group were coming up and shaking their hand, because the police are waking up. There's three things. Either cops are good men and women, they wake up and realize what's happening, because they're right in the middle of it, or they're really stupid and don't understand what they're part of and kind of go along with it, or they're evil and know what they're part of. But that's it. Those three groups. And it's our job to reach out to the ignorant ones, the ones that are kind of under a spell or in a trance, so they can see what's happening. But finish up, John in Louisiana, with the story you were telling.
Well, before I went to the event, I did my research on all the people that were there. We had Tom Vilsack, the Department of Agriculture, was there. The Department of Veteran Affairs, Eric Shinsky.
Shinzeki.
U.S. Department of Labor, Hilda Solis. And all of these people, Hilda is a CFR member. Shinsky is a CFR member. And Department of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, the former Iowa governor, gave two rewards to Monsanto, which I'm sure you're aware of Monsanto.
Yes, Monsanto, yes.
But I did my research, but she was answering most of the questions. Because
now, this meeting, she was there pushing the president's health care takeover plan?
Yes.
Okay, but you say that when you mentioned Bilderberg or one of your group did, that there were gasps in the audience.
Yes, there was gasps in the audience. I even heard some boos when she mentioned it's a international group of European and American business and political officials that come
Wait, sir, just tell the story in a nutshell. You mean she got confronted about Bilderberg and talked about it?
Yes, briefly. She briefly explained what Bilderberg was.
And the people booed her.
She said she did attend, and that Governor Rick Perry, she didn't say that whether he attended, but she said that he was invited. But she said at the end of it, it wasn't very that clear, but if you listen in really well, it's, I did attend. That was the last thing.
Okay, appreciate your call. Keep up the good work there. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and take another call now. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, great to have you back. Alex, you mentioned on a recent show that you'll soon become active in the formation of organizations and groups, and that you would be moving away from the video informational realm into the organizational realm. And would you give some specifics about what you plan to do in this new venture and what you envision for it?
Well, I was saying that I've thought about not focusing so much on films and more on creating organizations, but then you need a film for the organizations to give out. I mean, to go out and actively fight the eugenicist and to go out and tell people it's not the law, you don't have to take vaccines, and to really get aggressive. The only problem is then I wouldn't have the funds to fund organizations or even the setting up of them. And then they launch COINTELPRO against your organization. If you try to create some tax-free thing, then they have their operatives come in and say, oh, you're spending the money on something you shouldn't, you know, even if it's for legal defense. We really have a childlike, not serious population, almost designed to sabotage themselves. But I kind of put that idea out there for other people to start organizations and other people to go out and warn folks about eugenics. What I'm saying is, last week, as I realized more and more, kind of brainstorming on air, that eugenics is everything. That mindset and that system, and that's what the planetary government is. That's what it's set up to do. And here it is verified in the textbook written by the White House science czar saying that. I mean, it's real. And that's the big issue. And I need to do everything I can to reach out to people on that subject. But, you know, mainly it's a frustration because there's so much going on. There's so much happening. And I just want to beat these people. I mean, it's so obvious what they're doing. It's so evil. It's so out in the open. It's so ridiculously, classically tyrannical and corrupt and bad. I appreciate your call, Mark. There isn't any idea formed on that. I mean, I can barely get my cameras to work in here. You know, I'm very frustrated. I spend most of my time messing with taxes and employees and light bulbs and carrying the trash out and the same crap everybody else does, or broken water heaters. And then I'm the biggest best there is, and that isn't very good. At the end of the day, I'm not that good. And the globalists are organized. They're corrupt. They're a bunch of thieving parasites. They use our money against us. And it, people are waking up, though. A lot of good things are happening, and so I should be more positive. I just have trouble looking at Obama and trouble looking at Bush and looking at all these local criminals and looking at all the stuff they do. I'm sick of them. I have more than a hatred for them. I have a disgust, a disdain, a tectonic tightness, explosive anathema. They are anathema. It's not even that I hate them or are disgusted. I want to be away from them. I don't like them. I don't like looking at them. I don't like hearing them. I don't like all their tics and all their enjoyment of petty power. I hate their worldliness. I hate their pettiness. I hate the fact that they don't enjoy beauty or decency or honor or see, I start thinking about them, and they just the image of them starts going into my mind, and that's something I can't allow. I know these people. I know what makes them tick. I've looked into their minds. I've studied them. I know who they are, and I just can't believe we are this low to let this type of worthless trash run things, this type of innocence-destroying, decency-destroying. It hurts my soul, folks. And my spirit just rises up against them to just a level. I just want to get my hands around their throats. You want to get down to the bottom line. And, you know, they feel the same. They don't like us. They want to get their hands around our throats, too. And they are. Every day you drink that damn tap water. Every day you shoot your kids up and eat the GMO food. And they're just going to go on hurting us and killing us and screwing us and lying to us. And I'm sick of it! And they take our normal instincts of manhood and valor and honor and they twist it and use it for their own aims. They got the best of us working for them. It's a load of crap! Let's take another call. I just swear on the altar of God that we're going to beat you. I swear I'm going to do whatever it takes to beat you. And the people out there are making that oath as well. Chad in Florida, go ahead.
Oh, man, it is so nice to listen to you.
It's good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Oh, I feel the exact same way you do every single day. It is disgusting on a daily basis to wake up surrounded with these grown, immature kids playing with technology and toys. It's disgusting the way things have been engineered over the past 100 years in this country. It makes me sick to look at these people every time. It's the same with you. Brock is on TV.
They have sucked our soul out.
They have. They've engineered this country to be the forefront in how not to live every day and what not to do. And they've set it all up to where everything is just the way it is nowadays. People have a hard time backtracking and back engineering the truth nowadays. It's sick. And I was wondering, like, what exactly is it going to take for everyone involved in all this? Two things: to pay for everything. To pay for the way it's been, the way it was set up, for all the millions of people that died and suffered for nothing in their lives. And also at the same time for it to change. You know, everybody can be informed all they want, but I think these people are going to battle us till the very end. And it's not going to be a happy revolution or some cheerful ceremony.
No, exactly. They are on point. They are vicious. They are wicked. They love stench and death and hurting goodness. I mean, they really do. They really are evil. When you talk to globalists, and I've been around them, they just go, I mean, they just enjoy it. They're like grinding on a nerve. They're sick. It's just, and they're not going to give us quarter. Anything else, sir? You're making some good points. Anything else?
If you can talk about what's it going to take for all this to change and stay changed and get these people out of power, that's my concern.
I'll tell you what. I'll talk about that when we get back. Stay there. I want to get your comment on my points, and then we're going to, at the bottom of the hour, we'll play these video clips coming up. Looks like they've taken the Hillary video down that I saw with her saying she works for the CFR.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GrafUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graf Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GraffUnder safes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
To answer Chad in Florida's question, how do we wake people up? How do we get them involved? How do we get them to see the light? Our culture has degenerated very slowly, and it's all been adopted as habits. And the globalists take a lot of evil things and bad things we do naturally, and they accentuate them. They legitimize them. They say it's honorable not to care about your neighbor, honorable to not be involved. And it's going to take people breaking out of the control mode. It's going to take individuals realizing they're not fulfilled because they're not living right. And they're not informed. And their subconscious mind knows they're being scammed and lied to and that bad things are going on. And they're not going to get fulfillment diving deeper into denial, deeper into the sick culture. Yet they're only going to get fulfillment by finding out the truth and standing up for what's good and pure and honest and wholesome. And the globalists know that. They know we're having a cultural crisis worldwide in this controlled high-tech society and all the changes that are happening. And so they come out and say, oh, we need to have a green revolution to fix all this and a new way of life and simplicity. And they say a lot of things that are true, but then piggyback on that all of their tyranny and control. So they have a lot of the best and brightest and good people working with them, believing they're doing it for the greater good. It's psychology, it's sociology, it's anthropology. The establishment knows what they're doing. So it takes people kind of breaking out of the status quo, the comfort zone they're in, and seeing the bigger picture. And because the globalists are making their move to from a somewhat controlled society to a totally controlled feudal neo-serf society, people are getting uncomfortable now and are starting to stand up and say no. But the globalists foresaw all of that decades ago and have been setting up a giant archipelago of prisons and police and surveillance and military and citizen surveillance squads. And as they implode the economy, there's only going to be jobs serving the system. Even if you work for a corporation, it's going to be servicing a government contract. So our society is converting to a planned, organized, highly controlled tyranny. And so, take the issue of eugenics. I get up here on air and I read from all these textbooks and government documents how they want to poison the water and the air and how they want to sterilize us, which they are doing, and how they want to break up the families and have CPS, you know, in the nuclear family. This is stated policy in scores of government management level manuals. And we're here now. And I tell you, folks, this is, for all of human society, this has been recognized as despotism, as the tyrant. And they may try to package it up in 21st century bows and paper and bells and whistles, but it's bad. And so it's going to take a lot of people getting hurt by the system. But if we don't speak out and point out what this really is, then as the system gets more abusive, people won't even be able to recognize that. They'll get caught up in the moment and not see the big picture. Our job is just to get folks to pull back, see the big picture, not get so caught in the everyday grind, the everyday groove of doing the same thing the same way that they let life pass them by without ever thinking, what makes human societies operate? What makes me want the things I want? What makes me do the things I do? So it's going to take, really all I am is like a cold bucket of water on somebody to wake them up. And I'm ham-fisted half the time. I'm not perfect. But I'm jolting people out of their status quo. And that's what we all have to do. You don't have to get somebody to believe exactly what you believe or to go out and take action immediately. It's only waking them up. America and the world need to awaken. Does that answer your question, Chad in Florida?
Yes, yes, it does. I mean, the one thing that I was pointing out was just, is everybody going to pay that set all this up? I mean, I'm concerned about that, you know?
Well, I do want to bring the globalists to justice as well. But, first I'm just trying to slow down their operation. Then we can beat them, then we can bring them to justice. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Repeatedly on air in the last few days. But you want to know what the solution is? I'm looking at it. And you heard the last caller where they went to a big event in Louisiana with all these different cabinet heads pushing for government takeover of healthcare, grabbing more of the economy. GM, Chrysler isn't enough. The banking isn't enough. 23-plus trillion in the last 9 months isn't enough for them. This is John in Tampa Bay, Florida. Activity report for your encouragement. Hello, just to let you know what is happening in Tampa Bay. On July 4th holiday, I was able to get about 240 Obama deception videos at events that day, including a tea party on a major roadway. Cars at the intersection got the most DVDs. Also, a fireworks event was a hit. At the fireworks event, the city of Tampa police officer approached me. I had on my tyranny response team uniform. He saw what I was doing, and he wanted a free DVD. I thanked him, for taking it and told him we were depending on him to uphold the Constitution. He said he would do his best. This last Saturday, this is a week later, the July 11th, I passed out DVDs at a busy intersection at a red light, passing them out to cars and pedestrians alike. At one point, a Hillsborough County sheriff pulled up and rolled down his window. He asked, "Is this Alex Jones' movie?" "Yes. I have watched it several times." He had a copy of the DVD on his car seat and showed me. I said, "Wow." A few minutes later, he was able to pull off the road to talk. He said that his brother had sent him the DVD, and he'd heard several of Alex's movies, had several of them, and was a regular listener of the radio show via Internet. I told him also that we were depending on him to uphold the Constitution. We shook hands in parting, and he said, "The answer to 1984 is 1776. Well, I was on cloud nine after this. I hope you're encouraged as well. I believe we're going to win. We have to. Sincerely, John in Tampa Bay, Florida." Now, there's a video I'm going to play a little bit later in the hour titled 21st Century Traitors. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, posted it this weekend. And this is police running warrantless checkpoints and arresting people that refuse to be searched. It's police telling folks they have to have a permit to protest. We've seen the videos of police coming and saying you can't stand off the side of a highway with a banner. Police saying that you can't stand out front of a mall on public property and hand out DVDs, and arresting people. Our own cameramen had Federal Reserve security guards walk half a mile down the road onto city property. There's a local World War I memorial in Kansas City, and say, "We're going to arrest you if you don't leave." And my guys could have, I guess, just stayed and got arrested, but they wanted to, you know, get back to Austin with their footage. They'd been there to interview an economist. But, I mean, the point is, that's tyranny. So that's 1984, and the answer is 1776. The police should be wanting political material. They should be involved. They should be there to guard people's First Amendment and stop other people from attacking a demonstration. But instead, as you see in my mini film, Battle for the Republic, the extra, one of the extras on Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has Battle for the Republic featurette with extended interviews and footage. The illegal aliens are doing a non-permanent demonstration. They're blocking traffic for hours, huge tens of thousands in Seattle. Some of the citizens start protesting back, and the cops come over, take the guy out of the car. He's not resisting, ram his head into the ground. Blood starts pouring out his eyebrows. The illegal aliens come over and celebrate, and the cops are high-fiving them. Yeah, yeah. Because, see, you, the illegal alien, the invader, helping to break down the United States, bankrupt the states, you were smiled on by the globalist. But this citizen that dare protest back, he's bad. That's 1984. The answer to that is 1776. But let's go ahead now and play Hillary being introduced by Richard N. Haass, head of the Council on Foreign Relations. And she says, you know, we get a lot of advice from you guys. And she says, "I'm really glad there's a D.C. Council on Foreign Relations because it's closer than New York." Now, the Council on Foreign Relations, set up in 1921 by British intelligence publicly to help take over the United States, as a Cecil Rhodes roundtable group. And Cecil Rhodes bragged about it. Carol Quigley wrote a book about it in 69, the head of Georgetown Political Science. Just 2 weeks ago, I showed you the Council on Foreign Relations website, where it said the CFR has written Obama's Comprehensive Immigration Reform Plan, and that Jeb Bush has written it, and that Obama is going to adopt it, showing that this tyranny is bipartisan, that there is no partisanship at the top. But the CFR, you have to read the CFR to see what the plan's going to say, because Congress is writing the bill now and is making it secret. But we always know what the bill is going to say because the CFR probably writes. They write close to 100% of big policy bills. Health care they wrote. Amnesty the last four times they wrote. They slightly change it. North American Union, SPP they wrote. They wrote the greenhouse gas tax plan. They've written the terraforming geoengineering chemtrail report written 6 years ago, now being adopted word for word. What you see from them years ago, word for word, is then in the Wall Street Journal on every issue. They wrote the entire Homeland Security proposal that was then adopted word for word into law as this new giant bureaucracy above all federal agencies. And it's filled with CFR members. So it's a revolving door between government and the CFR. Here's the CFR, here's the government. They interweave themselves. This is the government. And I had to, in college, hear Rush Limbaugh say it didn't exist. And if you're a new listener, no, I'm not a Democrat or a socialist or a liberal. If you criticize Rush Limbaugh, that doesn't mean you're automatically in the liberal conservative camp. I'm mad at the leftist publications that said it didn't exist. Because when you boil down Rush Limbaugh versus a Democrat pundit, it's the same thing. Just different rhetoric, but the same end game. The issue is the CFR does exist, and they brag everywhere, that they are setting the policy and running this country. And in fact, now that I'm thinking about it, it's actually in Endgame. But pull up the clip. Cheney says he doesn't tell constituents about CFR. I want him to see. He says the same thing, but worse. You know, I don't tell my constituents that I was the president of the CFR back home in Wyoming. Yeah, back 10 years ago, you couldn't tell your constituents it even existed because, you know, that's a conspiracy theorist thing. But see, now that they think they've got us where they want us, they're going ahead and announcing it all. But here she is.
Oh, thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. Richard just gave what
now, did you see that?
Described as a...
And her posture and her words, her body language is, you're my boss. And Richard Inhofe is one of the co-presidents of America. In the power structure, it goes basically in government circles, quasi-government. Federal Reserve isn't government, it's private. Neither is the CFR, but they have government power. I mean, they write the real legislation, the master key. They are the key masters. Ben Bernanke, then under him, Treasury Secretary Geithner, under him, Richard Inhofe, and then advising all three of those posts is the Trilateral Commission chairman. And then when you go to a CFR meeting to cover it, it's the heads of the CFR, head of the Trilateral Commission, head of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the heads of the world's major roundtable groups from the top 15, 20 governments are all there. The G8's there. These are the guys. It's real funny. These guys have stolen 20-plus trillion in the last 9 months, and it's funny to them. And they're going to tax your toilet paper. They're going to tax beef, ice cream, your house, home inspections, youth brigades. And they're arming up, folks. These people are killers. Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of their chief advisors, wrote a book 2 years ago bragging that his government under Nixon funded Pol Pot that killed 3 million people, or 30% of Cambodia. They'll pull a trigger on you in a minute. They're funding and writing. The CFR writes the plans for coups in third world countries. This is a gang of murdering crooks. Now, there's over 4,000 members of the CFR now. The top 300 or so are murdering crooks. And Angelina Jolie or somebody, you know, she's going to join it for whatever reasons. Doesn't look good, though. All right, let's go to Dick Cheney. Here's Dick Cheney saying he doesn't tell the slaves.
Mentioned I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Yeah, why don't you, that's a clip from Endgame. Why don't you find a longer clip, actually from C-SPAN. Try Dick Cheney, CFR. It'll be one of the ones that comes up. Or try, and this is good we do this on air, because it shows others how to find this. I mean, it's like showing somebody how to ride a bike. It's easy. Not like saying, ooh, we know how to find stuff. Oh, we're so smart. It's good to show folks how easy it is to find stuff for themselves. That's it. Dick Cheney, ex-director of CFR, Rockefeller. Yeah, start it over. Just back it up. We'll turn the audio up and we'll get it for folks. Yeah, here he is thanking David Rockefeller, his commander.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americas, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman, David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder, David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Isn't it funny? The slaves. Oh, God, we're robbing them. We put out MIAC reports to the cops saying they're terrorists if they talk about us. We tell the cops the vets are the terrorists if they talk about imaginary CFR. And the best part is the cops are buying it. God, we're building FEMA camps. Oh, it's so fun to rape them all. There's nothing the scum won't take. Yeah, baby. The best part is we're poisoning their water. Most of them are sterile and don't even care. 87% of them have become sterile, and it's not even an issue with these idiots. They just don't even know why it's happening. And then they have hundreds of these little subgroups, which mayors and people are part of, and then the Rockefellers and the globalists, because they steal all the tax money, they sit there and fund them. And so your mayor may only get $10,000-$20,000 a year in a stipend, getting to fly around five or six great destinations, being a five-star hotel. Just for that, they'll sell your complete society out. Then the feds come in, teach them how to steal property, teach them how to set up pimp game operations. It's just all a big joke. Hillary, oh, I come here to get told what to do. Haas is like, yes, you do. Pimp game. Now get up there and tell them what needs to be done. You are my slave. And it's just all a big joke. Cheney, oh, thank you, David Rockefeller. We never tell the scum how it really works, do we? And they're now closing their final net of control. And they've stolen 24 trillion big ones. 24 trillion big ones. And when we get back, I'm going to play that clip for you. Cost of bailout hits a whopping $24 trillion. Paul Joseph Watson, $24 trillion. Now, 3 months ago, it was 14.8. What does this mean that it's now $24 trillion? If you do the math, they are accelerating the stealing. That's $8.8 trillion they've stolen in just 2.5, 3 months. And CNBC's very happy about all this. Oh, I mean, woo, baby, we are, you're not leaving anything. No, we don't want them to be able to ever fight back again. We want to totally bankrupt them. Genius plan. Yes, and the police are standing by. What are they going to do, quit their jobs? It's perfect. Oh, and we'll sit offshore while they try to fight back, and the cops and citizens kill each other. Genius plan. Oh, it's so good. It's so good to be running the M game. We'll be right back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to continue with these video clips, breaking them down. The $24 trillion stolen and counting. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, all announcing record profits. And remember, the Pentagon's standing by if you don't keep paying those foreign bankers. They told Congress, you do this or we're going to declare martial law and we're going to shut down the Congress. Well, Congress should have stood up at that point, but then Al-Qaeda would have detonated an A-bomb probably. Ooh. See, the Congress knows they're dealing with major-level gangsters. Oh, you didn't give the bankers power. Oh, Al-Qaeda hit. Al-Qaeda hit Washington. The executive hates having to set up a dictatorship now. The continuity of government system just hates power. That's why they're in power and control, because they don't like to wield power, because they're not ruthless, because they're real nice and limp-wristed. And that's not just my opinion. The British 10-year Ministry of Defense perspective in 2007 said that Western governments would simply neutron bomb any citizen group that tried to take over the Capitol or 10 Downing Street. If you ever try to have a revolution, they're just going to drop weapons on you. And if the Congress ever tries it, they're going to kill them. But the good news is we're going to take over the counties and the cities, and the idea of liberty is going to take over. You can't have one frontal assault, one battle with these people. Their whole architecture is built around defeating that. But they cannot stop you. You are immovable. You are inexorable. You are the unstoppable, terrible force when you just decide to hand out DVDs and call into radio shows and go speak before city council and say no to bureaucrats and expose them. Just all of us doing it, it's just an unstoppable will, just taking the enemy and going, just terminate them in the info war. Because they have to have your broken spirit, your broke-back attitude for them to be able to succeed. They've got to have you capitulate to them. Well, don't capitulate. We're going to end this hour, and then I'm going to play the clip about the $24 trillion and then get a guest on and continue with your calls. But I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors today I haven't plugged yet. EFoodsDirect.com is the name in high-quality, durable foods. EFoodsDirect.com. Do not wait with these scumbag filth running things. You need to be self-sufficient. Firearms, gold, silver, and number one, food and water. And they got high-quality water filters, food, everything. And they got a lot of great stuff. This is where I've chosen to buy my food. And then I said, hey, this is the best food I ever got. A lot of other stuff was crud. It's brand new, high-quality, non-GMO food. I said, I'm going to use eFoods Direct. eFoodsDirect.com. eFoods, E-F-O-O-D-S, Direct.com. eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Call them today. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Also, a home game. The Little Happy Max, the Orange Gorilla. Link through at that at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The site is absolutely free. HomeGain.com. They have the free home sale maximizer at HomeGain.com. The free home sale maximizer is my favorite. You put in your home address or info, and it tells you the best upgrades to make for your house, or you don't have to put your address in either way. The cheapest things to do to get the highest sale value from it. There's also another system where you type in your home address, you get a free estimate on your home's value from the same internal systems that the realtors use. So find out what they think your home's really worth. HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. We're going to go ahead and start the final hour here, and I will get to that video clip and news about the 24 trail. Just 24 trill, double the GDP. The bankers need that money.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.